into the game. Yeah. Was that because they are a more, no disrespect to Ketchum, obviously, but Bedworth have been together probably last season as well as this season as well. Was it just because they've got that bit more experience and that bit more nows at this level
of
football?
Yeah, I think so. I think, like the manager said in the dressing room, we are lacking a bit of experience, and we are, and maybe in key areas as well. I think to like lead the team a bit more, show a bit more, like just control the game a bit more when we need to and stuff. Like I think once we scored the goal, we dropped off, and that allowed them to press forward, and I think that's where it come from. I mean, the pitch wasn't great. Like, it started off all right. You can't ever blame the pitch, but the first 20 minutes, it wasn't all right pitch, and then it got progressively worse. But, yeah, I think we just dropped off and just lacked that bit of experience, yeah, I think.
And what's your opinion? Because we've got a few split opinions. Thomas seemed to think that it was fair enough. The sending off for Will Blasio, did you get a good view of that, and do you think he deserved to go?
I didn't think it was a sending off, if I'm honest. I think it's a booking. It's not a great tackle, but he knows he can't go in like that.
Yeah,
but
I
think the ref's got to be a bit lenient there. He's not gone to hurt him.
No, there was no malice.
It was just overstretching to try and nick the ball. Mm. So I think he's just, the ref's just, I don't know.
Yeah, there seems a difference of opinion. I've said depending on different refs that he may have got away with. Although I have to be honest, as I said with Thomas, because Thomas said he thinks he deserved to go.
Yeah,
I can see
both sides.
Ed next door to you there. He said during commentary that he thought it was a little bit harsh. I could see both sides. I have to be honest. From what I saw of it at normal pace, I think probably the ref got it right with a sending off. Do you think that sending off really had any bearing on the result of the game? Though, do you think that Bedworth had already got a foothold in the game, we're going to go on and win it?
I don't know, because a few moments before we had a great one-on-one chance, and I think if that goes in, it's 3-2, all to play for. I think, but once the sending off happened, I think I don't really think there's any way back. I think we'd lost our legs and on a heavy pitch. I think
Never good to lose a player under any circumstances, of course, Jamie. Now, of course, there's that awful long away trip that looks like it's going to happen on Tuesday. We understood here earlier this afternoon that the Biddeford's pitch was underwater. Apparently it's not. We've heard from somebody who's quite close to the ground and said, no, it's fine. And it looks like the game will go on barring any further rain. It's an awful long way to go on a Tuesday night, isn't it? To North Devon to play a game of football. How will you and the rest of the guys, after a defeat like this today, how will you and the rest of the guys get yourselves up? And is it easy as a player to say, right, listen, guys, that game's finished with now. Let's put it in the locker. Let's put it away and let's concentrate on Tuesday. How easy is or hard is it to do that?
It's not easy, because obviously no one likes to lose, but at